Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's go over to 1 John, little John. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. First John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Verse 7. We walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just or righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not when you feel about it. The moment you confess it, if you do it in faith. I believe it. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. In him is no darkness at all. I don't know. To renew my mind about things, I have a different way, I guess, from other people to do it. I was reading in the 12th chapter of Romans one day, and offer your body as a living sacrifice. I thought, okay, this is not really my body. This is my sacrifice. So for a long time there, until I really became aware of it, I just didn't refer to my body. I referred to my sacrifice. And I know it sounds goofy to other people, but I said, you can say what you want to, but I got it over renewed my mind to the fact that this is a living sacrifice and I need to take better care of it. Amen. 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 So then I won't go on into the rest of that, but let me tell you this. In order to I believe it in my heart, but to charge my mind with it. What is absolute? What is absolute? Absolute good is no bad at all. Absolute light is no darkness at all. Yeah, I know that. But how can I really mark my mind in how huge this is? How good really is God? Amen. The only way I know how to do it is to find out what absolute cold is. No heat at all. I'm not talking about in outer space. Of course, out there's no heat at all. I'm not talking about that. What if you could come to absolute cold in this atmosphere? It would be this is Fahrenheit. It would be 459.67 degrees below zero. Okay, now that's cold. Now, when I was just a young boy, in fact, I hadn't been out of high school but a few days. And My dad's office was in the Texas Pacific Railroad. The terminal there in Fort Worth, they turned it into an office building and so forth, and his office was there. Well, the building right next to it was the shipping and freight and so forth. And I got me a job in there. And so this was, I hadn't been working in there, but I don't know, about 2, 3, 4 days, I guess. And I didn't know anything. And now this is back in the day, you understand? And of course, Thanksgiving and Christmas, this is a big deal. Well, it still is. So they would stock up on turkeys and chickens. Well, they had these boxes about this big, and I don't remember, there was two turkeys and four chickens or whatever it was. And they had the cutouts in each end of them. And I stuck my fingers in there. Well, when they're thawed, they fill that box completely up. Well, it's pretty heavy. But I was a good sized boy, you know. Picked that thing up. And so I started out, they had a blast freezer. It's 40 below zero in there. And so you go in there and push those boxes in there, you know, and the big fat turkeys and chickens. Well, and they told my ignorant self to go back in there now and get, I forgot what it was, turkeys or chickens, it didn't make any difference. They were frozen. And go get those and move them over to the other place. Well, you know, I reached up here like this, and I just pulled one up. Well, they shrunk up inside that box and banged into my fingers. Now, we took those turkeys and chickens, and they all laughed, you know, they're standing there and I'm doing this because I was so stupid I didn't know they shrunk up. But I was not stupid, I was very ignorant. Now, and that's the way you say ignorant in Michigan. In Texas, it's ignorant. Yes. And just ignorance. Just good old West Texas ignorance, you know. So anyway, my point is this. At 40 below zero, you could take those boxes in there and sit them in there for a few minutes. I'm not talking about hardly any time at all. That's the reason we were not allowed to stay in that side of that freezer any length of time. Freeze to death in there. God, absolute goodness. And the devil is absolute badness. So how do you find no cold at all in hell? You found the book of Isaiah, yeah. And we're going to talk about that for a moment. The book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 9. We could, and you need to spend time and just read that whole chapter, but we won't take time to do that. Verse 9, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? art thou become like us, unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials, and the worm is spread unto thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? That name, Day Star, son of the morning. What is Jesus called? Yes. Now, I can't prove this, but you can't prove it isn't. But this stands. Lucifer, the third archangel. I'm totally convinced, Dr. Jackson, that he was Jesus' personal angel. Now, you remember John wrote the Revelation, signified by his angel. That's really worth thinking about. And there's some other things here that are most startling and outstanding. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit, that they shall see thou narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble? Is this the man that made the earth to tremble? That did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners, all the kings of the nations, even all of them that lie in glory, everyone in his own house. Go with me now to the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians. The Spirit of God revealed to the Apostle Paul the rank and file of the kingdom of darkness, beginning with the lowest first. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness or wicked spirits in the high places or in the heavenlies. The fossil record does not lie. There was the so-called Neanderthal man. But there's a missing link. That's because it's missing. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. That race was here. That's what caused that flood. That's what caused it.
Yes.
Oh, Brother Copeland, I don't believe this. Well, it's not going to affect your salvation one way or the other.
Right.
But we look at this in order to get a strong look at the goodness of God.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Lucifer obviously was on this earth. He said he was. And he destroyed the earth. He destroyed the nations. And this thing had to be flooded. So now, that race of people that were here, there was a whole race of people here.
Right.
That had to be removed. And what you and I know as the devil, who at one time was Lucifer, the bright morning star. He was the most beautiful. He was, he was the grandest in beauty of them all. Gabriel is a messenger. Michael is a mighty warrior. Lucifer was the musician. He was the musician. And Phil Driscoll pointed out to me, in the list of his instruments, there are no horns. The trumpet belongs to God. Isn't that amazing? That's interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He had everything else, but he didn't have a horn. Praise God. Well, you know, only a horn player would really pick up on that. Hallelujah. So that's the reason music has been used. Oh, horribly. Just horribly. I know I used to be part of it. And I never did. I didn't use bad music. I despised that even when I was a sinner. You know, I just thought music was a good thing to make money with. And learned better than that very quickly. And it's amazing when you see these that I am totally convinced that those wicked spirits in the heavenlies are the highest form of those people that were on this earth. Because they're far more intelligent than these other devils. Principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, but then there are wicked spirits in the heavenlies. That's the ones, and if I had time, I'd prove it to you from the book of Daniel. They are the ones that battle governments and causes governments to do terrible things, horrible things. And for a while, think they're doing right. I come from the days of apartheid in South Africa. And Ray McCauley and I, oh, Lord. Now, think about this. Here is a government that for years and years was connected to Great Britain and followed down those lines. But during World War II and thereafter, they decided that we will adopt the same laws that apartheid, keep them apart. Anyone of color, Indian, black, doesn't make any difference. But we got to keep them apart from us. So they actually adopted. Now think about it. People wouldn't do this if there's any brain in their head. They adopted those same laws that Germany used with the Jews, with people of color. And Ray and I broke the law right and left. There's Johannesburg and then there's Soweto. And we weren't supposed to be over there. They weren't supposed to be over here, but we did it anyway. And then Ray McCauley, God bless him, Rhema graduate. What a great man of God. When de Klerk was elected president, President de Klerk and Ray McCauley, a born-again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking Rhema graduate, wrote the new Constitution of South Africa. Awesome. Now you know the other side of the story. Thank you, Jesus. And God is so good that people have a hard time believing that. They still do. And the Lord told Gloria in 1998, you start preaching on the goodness of God and don't you quit regardless of what anybody says to you about it. And back there then, even in 1998, we started, you know, getting a lot of flack about it. But God is a good God. He's good all the time, day in, day out, all the time, just good, 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 good.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes. Did you know that God loves you just as much as He loves Jesus? He sent Jesus that you might be saved. In the MP3 series, also available as a digital download, Faith in God's Love, Kenneth Copeland shares how you can know and believe the love God has for you. Believe and know that you are loved by God no matter what you've done. God doesn't love sin, but He loves the sinner, and His love endures forever. Grow in your understanding of just how much you're loved by God. Learn to put God's Word first place in your life and not be ruled by your feelings. Allow the Prince of Peace to show up in your life and let God into your situation. Become an overcomer, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, all through knowing who you are in Christ and how much your Heavenly Father loves you. Have faith in God's love. Put your trust in Him and see the love of God manifest in your life. Order Faith in God's Love, the MP3 series by Kenneth Copeland. In these eye-opening messages, you'll be assured of God's love for you. Discover how you can share His love with those around you to bring victory and strength into their lives. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Our product offer this week is an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland entitled Faith in God's Love. And in this series, Brother Copeland lets you know, without a doubt, you are loved by God unconditionally. And it makes it so easy to believe and trust the love that God has for you. And you can't be lied to because you know the truth. And the truth is you are loved and accepted by God. And out of that assurance of knowing who you are in Him comes a bold confidence that causes you to reach out to others with that same love of God. And as you're set free, as you are healed and you live blessed, you become a carrier of His love to do the same in people's lives all around you. And there is no fear in love. And love is the very force that eradicates the fear. God is love, and love never fails, so neither will you. You need to get a hold of this teaching, and it'll give you a foundation to know who God is in you and who you are in Him. So get your free audio series today on KCM.org. And listen, KCM is having a victory campaign in Omaha, Nebraska, October 28th through the 30th. And we invite you to come to the 2021 Omaha Live Victory Campaign with Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle. Now, if you've never been to a KCM meeting, this is your opportunity. I encourage you to set aside these 3 days to experience total immersion in God's Word. It's an atmosphere of faith where you can receive revelation, where you hear answers from God. And for those of you that haven't joined us in person for a while, we invite you to come and let's get together and worship God and build our faith in God and faith in His Word. Admission is free, so register today at kcm.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. While you're online, you can also request a free copy of today's broadcast on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library, over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.